Chapter 1. The World of Books. Unit 2. Miller's America, Through a Salesman and a Witch.
Well-known American author and playwright Arthur Miller was born on October 17, 1915 in Harlem, New York. Miller first studied journalism and then English at the University of Michigan. Before he obtained his degree, Miller had written several award-winning works. Some of Miller's most renowned plays include A View from the Bridge, The Crucible, and All My Sons. His career in the performing arts spanned over 60 years. The play Death of a Salesman was Miller's most famous work. The 1949 play is a classic of American theater. It has also been called an attack on American capitalism. Soon after opening, it was positively reviewed and went on to receive numerous awards. These awards included the Pulitzer Prize for Drama, the Tony Award for Best Play, and the New York Drama Critics Circle Award for Best Play. The play is still widely performed today. The main character in the play is Willie Loman. He is a traveling salesman of retirement age. His hopes in life seem to be fading away as he loses his low-paying job. Willie Loman is forced to rely on his only real friend for money. As he slowly realizes that he has not accomplished the material success he had always tried to achieve, he begins to lose his sanity. Loman's personal tragedy grows as he realizes that his children have also not succeeded in achieving great wealth or social status. Loman had always believed in the dream of easy success and wealth. This belief had also been instilled in his sons. The American dream is the primary focus of Loman's life, and it is the main theme of the play. Loman believes in a version of the American dream that suggests that a well-liked and charming businessman will eventually be rewarded. This contrasts with a less romantic version of hard work and persistence being the key to achieving one's dreams. Aside from Death of a Salesman, The Crucible is Miller's other most notable achievement. The acclaimed play focuses on the witch hunts that occurred in the late 1600s and resulted in the horrifying deaths of innocent people. However, the work goes beyond a simplistic retelling of historical fact. Miller's play explored the similarities between the paranoia-fueled witch trials and the fear of communism running rampant throughout the highest levels of government in the United States during the 1950s. At that time, the House Un-American Activities Committee questioned many individuals suspected of being or supporting communists. Miller was among those investigated. In order to prevent the assumption of guilt of his friends, Miller refused to testify or provide any names to the committee. His refusal caused Miller's own name to be put onto Hollywood's infamous blacklist. This distinction damaged the careers and reputations of many actors and writers of that time. Although the first reviews for The Crucible were negative, the work is now considered to be a classic of American theater. It is often studied and performed in universities. It has also been adapted to film twice, once by Miller himself. The playwright's movie version of his own work earned him an Academy Award nomination. Miller's tale has also been turned into a Pulitzer Prize-winning opera. The Crucible still moves audiences today with its powerful story and study of the darker sides of human nature. Miller was not only recognized for his important works in the world of theater. His personal life also brought him attention. In 1956, he married the iconic movie star Marilyn Monroe. One of America's most famous sex symbols, Monroe enjoyed success in acting, singing, and modeling. Their marriage ended in divorce in 1961, and Miller soon after remarried. His second wife was the Austrian photographer Inge Morath. Despite this fact, many still link Miller with the beautiful Monroe. Arthur Miller's powerful writing questioned society's values and human nature. His plays were not only popular, but also enduring. His critique of American society and government brought him personal hardship. However, it also made him one of the most influential writers of the modern era.